you must be, as a brand and a merchant, much more careful, because while on emails, you can, let's say, push a little bit harder when it comes to how you market yourself, on WhatsApp, it's very invasive on the other side. So you don't treat it the same way you treat, for example, emails or whatever other channel. And that's the beauty of it, because if you do it right, you really build a personal one-on-one relationship with your customers, with your audience, and the conversion rate will just be insane.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, we release 5-episode mini series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic at a time. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition, retention, or analytics. In each episode, new ones released on Wednesdays, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. And then, after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we're kicking off a brand new 5-episode series exploring a brand new topic. We are all about WhatsApp. Yes, we're going conversational commerce and WhatsApp specifically. So in this episode, we're getting into revenue recovery. Yes, how can you quickly make money back when you deploy the WhatsApp channel? So we are talking about abandoned baskets, abandoned browse, and all those sort of juicy automations. My guest has stacks of knowledge in this space and is sharing some really practical, straightforward information to help you make the most of it all. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because you also want to hear his quick fire insider tips to help you to maximize the performance of WhatsApp. And then I'll be sharing my take on all of it and outlining some other ways we can help you improve your WhatsApp even more. Everyone's talking about automation, AI, personalization, but there's one big opportunity that many are still missing. It's conversational commerce using WhatsApp. In India and the Middle East, brands using WhatsApp to engage customers are already seeing 3 times higher engagement and up to 40% more repeat sales. Yet in the UK, most e-commerce brands treat WhatsApp like a support channel, not a revenue engine. That's where Quick Engage by GoQuick comes in. It helps you turn conversations into conversions. With smart automations for cart recovery and product recommendations, Instagram to WhatsApp automation, and IA-based support. If you want to build personalized buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now via keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. Keepopt.com/quickengage. In this episode, I'm chatting with WhatsApp expert Luca Boriani. Luca is the CMO and co-founder of ZipChat AI, who are helping e-commerce brands embrace agentic commerce. Hello, Luca.
Hey, Chloe. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
It's awesome to have you on the show. Really looking forward to getting your take on all of this. How did you get into WhatsApp?
Very simple story. So we start as a conversational platform for brands. The first channel we added was, the classic live chat you add on your website, but fully AI powered. And since we have lots, I'm Italian, so lots of our clients are Italian or, European. And the most common question was, why don't you support also WhatsApp? So we dove into it. We were researching and we understood it's an amazing channel, very, very powerful. And then that's when we started developing to be fully WhatsApp API integrated and allow our merchants and all the people engaging with them and talking to them, asking questions to them, to be available to do so through WhatsApp.
And have you found WhatsApp to behave differently to the other agentic channels, or are you finding it to be quite similar?
Oh, it's different because WhatsApp, it's in the pocket of people. So people use WhatsApp for, conversation with their family, their mama, their girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, their kids. So it's, it's much more personal than any other channel. Of course, emails also get into the pocket of people in the smartphone, but, everybody's receiving, thousands of emails per day. So it's not the same powerful as WhatsApp. On the other side, you must be, as a brand and a merchant, much more careful, because while on emails, you can, let's say, push a little bit harder when it comes to how you market yourself, on WhatsApp, it's very invasive on the other side. So you don't treat it the same way you treat, for example, emails or whatever other channel. And that's the beauty of it, because if you do it right, you really build a personal one-on-one relationship with your customers, with your audience, and the conversion rate will just be insane.
Love your explanation there. And yeah, that I think we're going to end up using the phrase conversational commerce a lot in this series, because it's actually quite hard to kind of stay in the WhatsApp lane as we're talking about these topics. There's audiences you will discover as we go through these expert sessions we've got lined up for you. Okay, Luca, you're here to help us understand how we can use WhatsApp in a super tactical way to recover revenue instantly. Why does it work so well in this sector of conversation?
I believe the reason, as mentioned, is the personal level of WhatsApp. So if you treat it that way, you can really achieve a lot. And what I mean with a lot is that, for example, the first integration we always recommend is to activate it as the cart recovery channel. So we're not saying remove SMS, remove email. That's not what WhatsApp is for. But added on top of this can be very, very powerful. Again, there's different ways to use WhatsApp. What most brands are doing out there, but just because I would say before a few months ago, the technology was not there, was treating WhatsApp as an SMS, kind of the same, but inside WhatsApp, which it's very dangerous, especially if you are not, you know, a huge, massive, super well-known brand, because people will see a message from a brand they might have forgotten completely about, and will think like, okay, what do they want? Okay, Signal, market, and that's the problem on WhatsApp, because it's very easy for the customer to click on such button, and this is gonna create a huge problem with your phone number that is connected with Meta and so on. So the way we rethought about it is to change completely the approach. So instead of sending the classic cart abandon message like, hey, missing something in the cart, here 20% off, which again feels super marketing oriented, super salesy, kind of boring and aggressive. The way we recommend our clients to do it, and they're getting very successful under that, and we're talking about recovering like 20-30% of cart abandoned carts, which is insane. It's promoting in a way that feels like a customer care that really cares. So the kind of message we encourage people to send is something like, hey, hi, it's Luca from whatever the brand name is. I just noticed that you left some products in the hero cart. I just would love to get a feedback about why you decided not to purchase. This will let my brand get much better. Like feeling very personal, because that's, again, it's a personal channel, so you can connect with people one-to-one. And what you'll find out is that the reply rate is insane. Reply rate can be as high as 40%, 45%. So like one every 2-3 messages will get a reply of somebody coming back to you and giving the reason. And the reason, of course, when somebody's abandoning a cart can be very, very, you know, vast. It can be from I was in the metro and I don't know, I lack connection, or I just, you know, passed through, or my girlfriend called me, or whatever. And this conversation that starts help you on one side to understand what's going on among your audience. You can find out the pricing is not aligned with their expectation. You can find out most of your people are just, you know, browsing around. They're not really interested. You can find out different things. And through this conversation, you can convert and then upsell them pretty much whatever you want. But here, of course, it's more another problem, because if you're doing this manually, it's very, very complex, because just imagine sending these kind of messages to hundreds of people per day, how many conversations you will have, you know, with a reply rate of 30, 35, 40%. It's going to be insane. And it's going to be very hard to handle this conversation fast, because again, people treat WhatsApp as a channel that is kind of instant. You're messaging with somebody, you send a message, you get a reply back. So that's where AI and our solution became very crucial, because it allows ZipChat, in this case, my company, to handle this conversation. And the back and forth will feel super human and natural. And the people will be on the other side saying, okay, nice, this brand really cares about me, because most of them, they don't even realize it's AI, luckily, I would say. But this kind of conversation, you know, can become very valuable for the customer. And if the customer has some, you know, pricing objection, the AI can negotiate a better pricing, offer a coupon code or stuff like that on the go. And that recovers lots of sales.
So it's There's two things I find really interesting from how you've laid out the abandoned cart follow-up there. One is that we kick it off not by going, as we would on email, you've forgotten a cart, come back and buy it. You know, it's not like transactional, it's conversational. It's why have you left it? In order to create the conversation to then nudge the customer later on to go on and buy it. And I think that, that's, for me, that's a, such a key difference. And then, of course, as you rightly point out, this is a great thing to do, but it does mean you're going to get a lot of responses. And therefore, you have to have an automation, an AI in place ready to do the follow-up. How hard is it to set up that follow-up so it doesn't do something bad, if you get what I mean? You know, it doesn't suddenly offer 90% off or tell the customer they look awful in the dress or that sort of thing. How do we set it up so it's on brand and it's safe?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to answer here is that me and my co-founders are kind of lazy when it comes to technology. What it means is that we hate complex setups. We, whatever software we also use for ourselves must be super simple and super fast to use, set up, implement, and, you know, reach some kind of success with it. That's why the entire design of ZipChat, how it works, how you implement it, how you train it, how you make sure nothing bad happens, as you just mentioned, it's very, very smooth and fast. So the process is like this. You, as a brand, join, for example, ZipChat, and ZipChat will learn everything about your brand automatically from whatever content you have on your website. And after this, you connect a WhatsApp number. So you connect a number to Meta, and then you connect Meta to ZipChat. That's it. The connection is done. At this point, setting up a campaign is as simple as you write the first message with some variables inside, depending, of course, of your niche, your industry, and your product. And then you don't have to create a workflow, which is something we hate completely because it's complex, it's breakable, it's very hard to scale and to, you know, predict all the different three options. But you prompt it. So exactly like you do with the most innovative AI tools, you just prompt what you want to happen. So you can say something like, your goal is to recover the cart. Of course, ZipChat is aware of the cart and what's inside the cart. So your goal is to recover the cart. You can offer up to 20% discount if the price is the concern. You can follow up with the client with a reminder if he's telling you it's not a good time, and blah, blah, blah. You can basically, again, explain ZipChat and prompt what you want to happen and set the goal. And the goal, of course, as we mentioned, is to recover the cart. So at this point, it's going to be ZipChat handling completely the conversation, whatever happens between A, which is the entry point, so the cart abandonment, the first message, and B, or Z, whatever you want to call it, the last point, so it's the purchase, whatever happens in the middle, you don't really care because it's going to be ZipChat that, based on all the information it has about your brand, all the information it has about your customers, the information it has about these specific customers, because maybe this customer already was browsing on the website and maybe asking some question in the chatbot inside the website and so on. Based on all this information, you will act as your best sales agent and, you know, drive the conversation to recovering the cart. And again, something else we never saw any other software doing, but if you think about it, it's very human, is the ability to follow up automatically. And with WhatsApp, you have a window, which is 24 hours, where you can message back and forth with the customer once without, you know, paying anything else to Meta, because the first message you send, usually you pay something to Meta. And the follow-up ability is very, very crucial because some people might, you know, not reply immediately or just open the message again. They're in the metro. They just forget about it. Stuff like that. So you can follow up after, you know, a few hours with another message. Of course, a follow-up that is AI generated knows exactly what the conversation was in the context, which is basically what a human would do.
Nicely explained. Thank you, Luca. So you mentioned there about they might have been on your website. And I think the next most used abandoned trigger in the e-commerce space is the browse abandonment. How do we use that with WhatsApp? Because I think, you know, I was thinking email, it tends to be a little bit subtle. Can we do it subtly on WhatsApp, or do we do it in a different way?
Yeah, so usually what we try to do is to teach our people to create a WhatsApp newsletter. So the main point at the beginning would be to collect the email. Because the phone number. Because of course, if you don't have the phone number, it's gonna be hard. Of course, you can collect in several different ways, but the best way for us is to make clear, crystal clear, they're going to sign up to your WhatsApp number. In this way, also for Meta, it's going to be a good signal. So Meta knows you are allowed to text them. It's not just a threat abandonment or stuff like that. So what happens here is that as soon as the visitor will abandon the website, and again, he didn't finish the purchase or he didn't choose a product or whatever, you can tackle him with, again, a personalized message, recalling the browsing experience, understanding what he was doing or what she was doing, and try to rebuild the person on the website, or basically just sell inside the chat and just send to the checkout.
So did you say that's an ad, or is that a message we're sending at that point?
It's a message. It's a message. I mean, we treat all messages in WhatsApp as messages, as a conversational, again, conversational commerce is what we raise our brands to do it and to, you know, use this product for. So it's not just an app. It's literally like, you know, smart ways to re-engage them and go back to them.
So again, it's about kicking off a conversation, the same as with the abandoned cart. It's, did you have problems on our website or something of that end?
And you can do this with so many different triggers. You know, somebody buys something, you can engage again after 2-3 weeks with a message that again feels like a customer care that really cares. So, hi, I employ from the brand. I was just following up to understand how is your experience with our, I don't know, skincare product. Do you see any improvement? Again, it doesn't feel at all as somebody that is coming to you to, you know, telling you something. And the customer, which can have, who can have like, you know, a few different experiences, can be super enthusiastic, can hate the product, can be like in between, or maybe just bought the product and didn't start to use it yet, can just, you know, put into the conversation different objection or, you know, be, wow, it's amazing. And based on this, you can give different goals to ZipChat, like, you know, collect a review or send them to Trustpilot or create a bundle for them and sell them this specific bundle because they love the product and, you know, they're going to finish it soon. So we want to give them an amazing deal if they buy in the next 24 hours or stuff like that. And again, this feels like Chloe is connecting on a one-to-one level to the person, and the person appreciates it a lot because it feels like, okay, even if they're, you know, a huge company, they still have the time to have somebody following up with me, understanding what's my experience and, you know, talking to me on a one-on-one basis. It's not like just an email. Do you like the product? Leave us a review.
And how long after someone abandons their browse would you send that? Would it be quite quickly, or is it a bit more of like a few hours later we're talking with this one?
This one, the last one I mentioned, I would recommend a few weeks later because you want to wait for them to get the product, maybe to start using it, to have a sense for this strategy. But of course, you can implement as many triggers and time triggers as you wish. And based on this, ZipChat will send a message maybe with different angles.
So post-purchase, we're talking a couple of weeks. If it's an abandoned browse, so they've been on the website and then they've left the website, how long would you leave it in that instance?
I would say like 15 minutes.
So fairly quick, but not immediate.
Yeah, not immediate because you don't want to feel like, you know, you're there like an eagle trying to get his prey. But still, you want, you know, not let too long pass by because this would cause, you know, the person maybe to completely forget about you.
Got you. And then we've talked about the abandoned browse and the abandoned cart follow-up. I guess this comes into the world of kind of re-engagement where someone's abandoned your business as well. So can we deploy this to kind of win back customers too?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for subscription businesses, this could be extremely effective when somebody is canceling, for example, their subscription. You can go back to them and understand why. Again, the customer support angle, it's usually very, very powerful. And then based on the reply, you know, create custom offers specifically for them or the way to, you know, come back and try some smaller, you know, subscription or different package.
And is there any other kind of things that we need to know about before we start doing these recovery of revenue type elements on WhatsApp?
I would say that, again, there's two approaches, the manual approach and the AI approach. We focus on the AI approach. So if you use the AI approach, which is, you know, very conversational, where it's natural and it's where it performs the best, it's crucial that all the information on your website are well-structured. Sometimes people, they're scared the AI will not perform well, and then they try it and they're amazed. And the reason is not because it's a magic, but because their website, their content is very, very well structured and very detailed. So the AI can learn exactly in a few minutes what this brand is about, what the customer wants, what the CP wants. It learns about the reviews these brands has, so understand what the brand is praised for and so on. On the other end, sometimes there are brands or customers, usually happens with smaller brands, to be honest, but I mean, it's not the only case. They come and they complain the AI doesn't reply perfectly or as they wish. And then we ask them, you know, we try to debug because, of course, we need to improve our product. We want to make our product the number one conversational AI agent in the world for e-commerce. So we need to improve and we are open to any feedback. But then we learn that website has practically no information, especially on the product pages. So, of course, in that case, it's very hard for the AI to learn or to understand what it's selling. So what we do in that case is to help them or, you know, recommend some partners we have that will help them create good description for the product pages and so on. So somebody just getting started, the first point, if they want to go on the way, so with us, for example, is to make sure the website is complete, that the information is clear what they're selling and who they're selling to, because that's going to be, you know, the most important part. On the other side, of course, if they do that manually, so they will send a message to themselves and they will reply the message to themselves. In this case, of course, they know their brand, so the product page probably is not as important as for AI.
Love that. Thank you so much for that, Luca. It just comes back to that whole thing of you've got to give the AI the right data. So I'm really glad you made that so clear in this instance. Luca, it's been awesome picking your brains about revenue recovery with WhatsApp. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned right to the end because you do not want to miss out on Luca's insider tips on WhatsApp and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Everyone's talking about automation, AI, personalization, but there's one big opportunity that many are still missing. It's conversational commerce using WhatsApp. In India and the Middle East, brands using WhatsApp to engage customers are already seeing 3 times higher engagement and up to 40% more repeat sales. Yet in the UK, most e-commerce brands treat WhatsApp like a support channel, not a revenue engine. That's where Quick Engage by GoQuick comes in. It helps you turn conversations into conversions. With smart automations for cart recovery and product recommendations, Instagram to WhatsApp automation and IA-based support. If you want to build personalized buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now via keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. Keepopt.com/quickengage. Okay, Lucas, so far we've gone deep into revenue recovery. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of WhatsApp. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with WhatsApp, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about. Luca, are you ready for the insider tips?
Absolutely.
Let's start with newbie advice then. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
I cannot restate enough, garbage in, garbage out. So it's very important to have, you know, all the content and all the knowledge base and also know what to expect from WhatsApp if you're tweeting it for recovery, for example. WhatsApp is a powerful channel. You can subscribe people in so many different ways, online and offline initiatives. You can run ads, you can subscribe people, you know, pop-up shops, whatever. But if you use, of course, only for cart abandonments, you have to consider that not everybody will leave their number around your website and not everybody will leave, you know, an existing number. So, of course, these kind of people will not be able to be reached through the WhatsApp channel. So it's important to set the expectation. On one side, you can drive ads to WhatsApp, which can be very powerful with certain retargeting campaigns, sending people to sign up for the newsletter in exchange of 10% off. Or on the other side, you can just have it, you know, as a passive cart abandonment recovery tool. In this case, of course, the expectation must be, you know, weighted with knowing that you're doing, like, you know, just a percentage of what WhatsApp can do. And WhatsApp is so much more than this.
Excellent. Okay, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Feedback is the best way. You have to understand what's going on inside the conversation. Of course, if you're doing that manually, you kind of, you know, keep track of it, but you cannot be super precise. If you're doing that with AI, you can get AIs, which is pretty cool. and super fast. This is a good way to understand if people keep complaining about something or they keep asking something that doesn't get, you know, answered. Or if AI at some point, what Zitcho does, for example, it escalates things. So if it's not able to answer a specific conversation or to handle, you know, a certain topic, it will just escalate to a human. But just to give you context, in November, which was, of course, a crazy month with Black Friday and everything, our escalation rate was 2.7% across the whole businesses we work with. 27%+ were completely handled by AI.
That is such a cool stat to know. Thank you, Luca. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
It's just by chance, we launched last week a new learning portal. It's completely free. If you want, you can sign up. You can sign up for free. It's not mandatory. You can just, you know, get the content without creating even an account. But if you create an account, at the end of every lesson, there's going to be a quick quiz. And by getting it right, you're going to get at the end of the course, which lasts less than 1 hour, you can get free merch like t-shirt, hats about agentic commerce in general. In a few weeks, we'll release a WhatsApp AI specific course as well. Again, fully free, not even needed to log in unless you guys want to get, you know, free hat and free merch.
And where do we go to access that course?
It's learn.zipchat.ai.
Ah, simple as that, everybody. Learn.zipchat.ai. That sounds like a brilliant resource. Thank you for putting all the effort into creating it so we can offer it to everybody.
It's very nice.
Luca, finally, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months we should be getting ready for?
I believe that the past 2 years were the, you know, just the getting started of AI in general. Everybody was, okay, it's cool, but do I really apply it? Or, you know, just getting started to understand. I think 2026 will be where AI, application AIs, e-commerce will just blow up in the sense that everybody will be using it because it's so much a competitive advantage. It's the first technology that keep compounding its knowledge. So the more the AI knows about your brand, the more the AI knows about your procedures, your processes, your products, your audience, your marketing channels, your performances, everything, the better it can be 1, 2, 3 weeks later. Because it keeps compounding, which is something that we never saw in the technology world at this speed.
I like your take. Thank you, Luca. We are very nearly at the end of the show. So can you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. That's my, I would say, most active channel. I'm trying to push a little bit on Twitter, but LinkedIn is I just prefer it as a channel where you can just find by typing Luca Boreani, my name. Regarding Zipchat, the website is zipchat.ai. And since you're attending the podcast, you can use the discount code KEEP, which will give you 10% off forever on any plan.
Wow, that's an amazing offer. Thank you. So guys, if you want to get that, that's 10% off any ZipChat plan. Use the code KEEP and head to zipchat.ai to have a look at all of that. Luca, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been great having you kicking off our WhatsApp series. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me and thank you for everybody for listening.
Fascinating advice from Luca there. Slightly pitchy. And of course, there are plenty of other software around that you can use to do all of this. But I thought his examples and his detail he provided were really, really great. So clearly, Abandon Cart's great move to set up with your WhatsApp. Abandon Browse, post-purchase sessions, and all those other bits and pieces he was talking about. And then that stat about November last year, November 25, with all the activity they were running for all their clients, the send the chat to a human was less than 5% of all the conversations, which is useful to know if you're planning on going down this route. Because of course, if you're a big brand, turning on this channel could create, you may wonder if it's going to create an awful lot of extra work for the customer services team, and you don't want to drop the ball on that. So clearly, less work for extra work for customer services than you might anticipate in advance. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be taken straight to the right page of the site. When you get to the website, please add yourself to our email list because we're doing lots of cool stuff via that at the moment and we'd love to get you involved. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and want to continue learning about WhatsApp right now, then head to keepopt.com/WhatsApp, where we've pulled together all our WhatsApp episodes so far. To be fair, as this one goes live, there's not much there, but there'll be a lot more as our WhatsApp series continues. You may also like to listen to episode 285 from not very long ago at all, where I'm chatting to Mel Eilers about Instagram DMs for customer acquisition, which is another type of conversational commerce. So all these different conversational channels have very similar strategies. So that could be well worth a listen whilst you wait for our next WhatsApp specific episode to go live next week. And please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because we create it to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce stores. So please let them know we're covering WhatsApp. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
If you want to build personalized WhatsApp buying journeys that actually sell, not just chat, it's time to get Quick Engage by GoQuick. Book your demo now at keepopt.com/quickengage. That's keepopt.com/KWIKENGAGE. keepopt.com/quickengage.